Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Accountability is something we are hearing a lot about in the news these days, especially as we read the reports from Elon Musk and Doge. It would seem that accountability in government's been severely lacking. Well, at the same time, broadcasters are also being held accountable for what they're broadcasting. CBS is a recent prime example of that. And even Associated Press is taking flack for not recognizing the Gulf of America in their news reporting. Well, closer to home, we have listeners who hold us accountable for what we broadcast, and I welcome that. Yesterday, we received an email from a listener questioning a news story they heard on SRN News. It came from Mary, who listens in Washington State. On Wednesday, February 19th, I heard the news talking about a revival breaking out at Ohio State. When I looked it up to learn more, I found out that this event took place in August of 2024. I'm concerned that today it was broadcast as current news. Or did I not hear that this is a new outbreak of revival that is different from the one in August? So was it two separate events, August and February? If this was old news being broadcast, I'm very disappointed, as WRVM is one of my favorite radio stations to listen to. I am in Washington, so the 2 o'clock news today for me would have been 4 o'clock for Wisconsin. Well, another listener in Washington State, and not the same one from whom I shared an email from earlier this week. As to the news story, I researched it and found that this news story was indeed current. A second revival event that took place at Ohio State University. Now, as one who grew up in Lower Michigan and am a staunch University of Michigan fan, taught to hate the Buckeyes, I praise God for what's happening on their campus. And as I found out, it's also happening on other campuses around the country. Why isn't the main media reporting on these happenings? Or are they? I long ago stopped listening to their news reports. It all goes back to accountability. We are accountable to God and to you, our listeners. We don't take it lightly. Thank you for your prayers for us as we seek to be faithful servants of the Most High. Spring letter month's coming soon. Let us hear your comments. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.